Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 7. It's September 24th at 8 p.m. in Sean's basement. It's featuring Sean Boyd, Walter Hemmelgarn, and Jensen Strock with musical guests Bad News Bendy and the Night Fevers, plus a set by Bob. Come on out. We'll podcast it afterwards. If you can't be there, you can watch it on YouTube. Search Lousy Weather Media. It'll be up there streaming live. But if you can't, it just hurt my throat. I'm leaving that in. If you can make it, it's September 24th at 8 p.m. Get there early for seats and come hang out. It'll be a good time without Josh.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, bud?
I'm so confused. That happened so fast. You just like clicked on and I was like, holy shit,
I know,
where the
Tony's
fuck am I?
Scrolling through his phone and I'm like, I'm going to catch this motherfucker off guard.
See? Well, I did. I was first.
You had your game face on.
Checking it out. Checking out some cool shit.
That was a solid solid entrance for you.
Perfecto.
Yeah, you got right in there. All right, so you seen any cool trailers? Any news on your radar? New Blair Witch? Really?
I heard it got better reviews than I thought it would.
Really?
Yeah.
From where? Rotten Tomatoes?
Someone was like, it's like a real Blair Witch, not just some found footage film.
How do you mean?
And I was like, but wait, isn't a real Blair Witch a found footage film?
Yeah, unless you're talking about that shitty Blair Witch 2.
Oh, man, where they're in like some sort of little like cabin with a metal bridge, I think.
I just remember a book and then, yeah, them in that one room. And I'm like, oh, this is bad. Next week, Tessa Tony, Blair Witch 2.
I just think it contradicted itself real hot and hard. But it might be generally, like, awesome, like, genuinely sick.
Do you think that they took the Star Wars approach, played it safe, went more so at the original one? Like, kind of like how 7 was, like, a remake of A New Hope.
I think if they went that safe, people wouldn't give a fuck. Because you remember the payoff from the first one. A dude standing in a fucking corner.
Dude, scary as fuck.
Yeah. Again, not really doing much anything for me now because I'm not 13.
Yeah.
Thinking it's real.
Oh, well. That's still scary.
No. Give me, like, the Evil Dead remake. I like that.
That was a good one. And, well, they had, like, changes in it. Like, the girl was...
But still, man, it was just fucking raw.
Had girl ash in it.
I like Girl Ash, dude. She fucking chainsawed the fuck out of people.
Yeah, I was really hoping they'd go with the whole series remake. Just have her throughout the entire thing. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Probably won't happen, though. Anyways, Super Troopers 2, Tony.
Yeah, Rob Lowe confirmed on set.
Cast as Canadian border town mayor. That's a...
Cool.
Quite a title for him.
Yeah. That's riveting as fuck.
Dude, Rob Lowe's awesome. You liked him in Parks and Rec. He's got a funny bone.
I don't like
his
character, but he's pretty funny.
You don't like his character in Parks and Rec?
Not really. Because he was like anal retentive health nut.
Yeah, but he played it well.
Excuse me. I think it was a little too close to home for him.
Did you like him in Tommy Boy as Paul, the brother?
Yeah, dude. He was fucking hilarious.
I'm goosed in mud. I don't think that's mud, Hotshot.
When he pisses on the fucking power box and just lights his dick on fire.
He's all fucking drunk and shit, making out with mommy. Justice League, Jared Leto's Joker not appearing?
Aww.
Question mark?
Question mark.
How do you feel about that? Would you want to see Jared?
He hasn't really ever appeared.
Well, yeah, he was in Suicide Squad, Tony.
Was
I don't
he?
Remember if you recall. Oh, yeah, very shortly. He was
short-lived
in the yeah,
power play.
A lot of texting.
Yeah.
He texted quite a bit in it.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
And there was a lot of him talking until he got in the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the shot, and then it was like,
was that Jared Leto? I don't know.
Scratchy camera over.
Oh, did you see the new Batman still that they...
What?
Yeah, they have Batman from the set of Justice League, and he has, like... You remember, was his name Night Owl in Watchmen?
Mm-hmm.
He has those kind of, like, goggles that are pointy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Batman in the new one kind of has... In the new picture has those type of goggles. He looks a lot like Night Owl, actually. It's weird.
All right.
Making a lot of comparison to that. I just hope that...
Night Owl.
I'm not sure. It looks like maybe he's in front of something that he needs sunglasses for, and that's why he has those.
What, like the sun?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
They go to the sun.
Oh, maybe that's how he gets Superman back to life.
Takes him to the sun?
Yeah, that's why he has those goggles.
Yeah, because...
The International Justice League Space Station, they pop up there, fire him right into the fucking sun. Hopefully he doesn't burn alive.
Toss his ass in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's how Superman usually comes back to life. They pop him up there in the sun, and he's like, I feel better.
No,
and
so
then he flies down, then he's got long hair, and then he punches somebody in the fucking face, Tony. Mad Max Black and Chrome Edition available in December. Are you going to get that?
I'm not going to.
When was the last time you bought a movie?
I'm not going to get it. I'll get it.
I got you. But when was the last time you bought a movie, like, honestly?
When was the last time you baked a cake? I don't know.
I don't think ever. I don't know if I've ever baked a cake.
I haven't bought a movie in quite some time, friendo.
Yeah, do you ever, like, buy them on your or PS4? Or PS3 even? Like, couldn't find a good rip of it or something like that, so you had to buy it?
I rent.
Yeah. You don't purchase, though.
No. No. I think that's...
Do you think that's going to be a big thing in the age of streaming? People are just like, well, fuck it. It'll be on Netflix sometime.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a big abandonment of DVD
purchasing. Or do you
feel
like they haven't came out with good enough movies for you to purchase that you'd want to rewatch? Because I remember you being the movie buff that you are and visiting your apartments that you used to frequent. I meant that you used to live in.
Yeah, I lived in them.
Like, you had a very small DVD collection, but they were like your gems.
I still have them.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, those are the ones that you're like, no, I need to own these because I'm going to watch them over and over again. Have you not had that feeling ever since?
I have, but I've also had 1080 fucking, like, HD rips.
Yeah.
That serve just as much of a purpose. And I'm fat and lazy, so not having to pop open that old fat boy DVD case or Blu-ray case.
How many times have you been like, man, I really want to watch this movie. Oh, shit, it's on Netflix. Don't even have to fucking bother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
I've downloaded movies that I've owned just to be like, I don't feel like finding it. there's a lot in there.
Kind of nailed the...
But I did buy Civil War and Batman v Superman.
Hit the nail on the head with that one.
I bought movies.
Yeah, you did buy that one. That was stupid.
Yeah, what?
That was a real dumb of you.
Civil War is amazing, and it came with a bunch of boneless content.
Who cares?
Oh, you're talking about BVS? Honestly, I've probably watched it like 4 or 5 times since purchase, and it came with Man of Steel, which I haven't watched once.
Classic.
Yeah, I like his dad. So
hateful.
Hey, really? You shouldn't have saved those kids, you idiot.
Dumb fuck.
Have you heard of Alita Battle Angel?
No.
It's a manga, so I thought maybe you might have been familiar with it.
Oh, yes, I have. Shit. That's an old thing.
Yeah, very. Yeah, they're making a movie, and...
she's got a metal arm.
Oh, it's a girl.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Her name's Battle Angel.
Jackie... What?
Angel, you know.
I thought it meant, like, you know, angel. Like,
a beautiful angel. Like, no, like Charlie's angel.
Well, I mean, there's, like, the angel of death, dude. Well, actually, no
you
angels
only, like,
have...
dude angels. I get it.
Well, angels don't have dicks or pussies. Yeah.
But you like the ones that look like dudes more.
Yeah, holding fiery swords, that's what I get off. No, but Jackie Earl Haley, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
The guy that played Rorschach?
Okay.
Yeah, he's just got cast in it, and as did fucking Christoph Waltz as Dr. Dyson.
Dr. Dyson.
Ito. Dr. Dyson Ito. It's weird that they make these mangas with American people, isn't it?
I mean, they're really getting into that trend with the Ghost in the Shell, and that's a... big old fucko mistake.
Isn't that, like, really... Because, like, you know, in the era of PC that we live in, you'd think they kind of, like... And also the era of, like, the fact that people love when, like, production companies stick very close to the source material.
Yeah. That's anime, that looks cool. That's the anime box from back in the day.
Battle Angel.
Mm-hmm.
So Alita is the girl?
I don't remember her name.
Right on. Probably Alita. Like, you'd think that they maybe stick closer to the source material because, like, X-Men comes out, they're all in black leather because The Matrix did really well.
Yeah.
And no one cares. And, like, and then you put fucking Spider-Man in his real costume. People are like, fuck, that rocks, and Cap and all that shit. Like, They didn't have to dress him up like a fucking biker.
No, I mean, they should stick close to the source material. But people just bite themselves in the fucking foot a lot. Like, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost as if, like,
They're stubborn.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like, no, the American people won't like this if we don't make it about American people.
Yeah, there's so many fucking, like...
Which maybe for the masses, that is true.
12 and 13-year-olds that have never cared about the source material.
I'd never even heard of this, but I wouldn't mind at all. Like, what was that movie that we just watched? Better Luck Tomorrow?
Yeah.
All Asian cast? Loved it.
Yeah.
And I still was able to connect with characters.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that holds you back if they're just a different race.
Because there's no borders,
man. That's what I'm saying, dude. I don't see color, dude. I just see people, you know?
So I guess... putting whatever cast of characters, whatever color you want, as long as they're good and you follow the material that made it good.
That's true.
You just kind of go for it. But they're not going to make it 1/10 as gory as Ghost in the Shell was.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be PG-13, if I'm not mistaken.
Fuck that.
That doesn't make sense, you know? Especially with, like, how well Deadpool did. But then again, I feel like Deadpool is one of those ones that, like, they're going to start coming out with more R-rated comics, and they're not going to be as good. Unless they do, like, Lobo, the fucking, like, dead man riding a fucking motorcycle with chains and a shotgun.
Yeah,
flicking people off and shooting people in the asshole. I think that's all the news I had. So you haven't seen any other trailers or anything like that?
Not to my recollection.
I heard in the new Wolverine movie, I don't have this pulled up, but Mr. Sinister is going to be in it. He was a really cool character. I don't know if you remember.
He's like a demon.
Kind of. He has that, like, yeah, that gem on his forehead.
What the fuck's that gem doing there?
I don't know, dude. Maybe it's the...
Is he a fucking mythical kind of like beast? Like, is he like a super mutant?
I think he's an older mutant, yeah. Well, here, 15 things you didn't know about Mr. Sinister, Tony.
Super, dude, I'm fucking enthralled.
Yeah, you're pumped, man. Number 15, where you at?
Yeah, take it slow.
Yeah, well, slow burn, dude. The real and fictional origin. What do you mean, real?
Ugh, moving on.
Is he based on a real person?
Yeah, totally, dude.
The origin of his silly name. These are all really bad things. His healing ability is better than Wolverine's. Ooh, that's interesting. His one weakness is Cyclops. So is Cyclops going to be in the new movie?
Cyclops is laser?
And that'd be kind of cool if he has a better healing regeneration than Wolverine if he's the villain that he's fighting.
Fuck yeah, dude. I always thought Sabretooth kind of had a little more than him.
Yeah, he was given powers by Apocalypse. There you go.
Bingo.
What'd you say?
Is Sabretooth got healing, or is he just tough as fuck?
Yeah, him and Wolverine, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, all right.
Yeah, come on, man.
Well, no, because, like, in the movies,
with me, motherfucker.
Wolverine, was it Origins, that shitty one?
You have to be more specific.
Wolverine Origins, okay. Not the Wolverine. That was with the Silver Samurai in it when he's, like,
yeah, Wolverine
in Japan.
Origins, where he takes the motorcycle and does a skid.
Probably. But his brother is Sabretooth in that. Now, yeah. I don't know if that's actual comic book mythology. It might be.
Played by Liev Schreiber, who shouldn't have taken the role.
Ah, weird, right? He did good as, like, he did all right.
Way better than the first incarnation.
But the first incarnation looked really good.
It looked just like him, but yeah. He just kind of was like,
ah, snarl.
No.
I don't like him. He creates clones from Cyclops and Jean Grey DNA. That's fucking sick.
Well, that's a hard combo, dude.
He once transformed into a woman called Miss Sinister.
Slut.
He was the mastermind behind the mutant massacre, which I believe he's referring to when Scarlet Witch said, no more mutants. It's a really cool storyline called Age of Extinction. That's a really good storyline for X-Men if you like to read comics. He was Gambit's dark secret. Ooh, they were gay together. Right on.
What? Gambit's dark secret? What does that even mean?
Was harboring a dark secret. This became a major storyline with the arrival of Bishop, a mutant from a future timeline. Bishop had seen a recording of the final words of Jean Grey. It was a desperate message for help that named a fellow member of the X-Men as a traitor responsible for the death of the team. The video cuts out, and right on. So he was
son of a bitch.
He was responsible for releasing the legacy virus. This is really not to anyone's.
Well, I'm feeling real underwhelmed.
He was the end boss of the Silver Surfer video game. They made a video game in 1990 Nintendo Entertainment System, NES, son.
Sure, that one went straight to the old garbage pile.
Yeah, right next to E.T. He built a city and filled it with clones of himself. Wow, narcissist. He spoiled one of X-Men's biggest secrets over a decade before it happened. Oh, my God.
No.
All right, yeah. It's
moving the hard fuck on.
Well, you didn't come with any news, so I had to read Sinister Facts.
I don't come here with news, dude. I just come here with banter, and I rip you. Because you know what's going to happen.
What?
You know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
You get your little news from the same source, and it's always half-assed comic stuff. And some of it's cool, and I engage you because I'm a fucking good dude. Some of it, I'm like, hey, shut it down.
And we're shut down.
I think I'm getting a fever.
Really?
Yeah.
More cowbell? All right, so this week's Genre 5 is Places We've Been.
I think I'm dying.
You're not dying. Tony, hit me with your first one. Your favorite place on this great little blue dot we call home.
Oh, yeah, because I'm a real fucking diverse traveler.
You're a traveler,
of the
world. If I've ever known one.
I've never gone anywhere. And the fucking five best places, I've only gone to other cities that are just like the one I'm already in, and I'm a loser.
There is a lot of that around the country. People that don't travel may not know is that every fucking thing has a Walmart and like the Chick-fil-A's and all that bullshit all across the America.
Yeah.
The America.
Yeah. I really want to go to Bruges.
Baton Rouge.
I'm kidding. You mean Baton
Rouge.
Rouge.
Yeah, you didn't even know what it was.
I was like, Baton.
Did he say it right? I'm not sure.
I told you I'm fevered, dude.
Okay, what's your favorite
place? Now you're triggering me, bro.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
First one is Toronto.
Really?
It's like a Canadian version of a nice city.
Yeah. Well, it's just a nice city, yeah. It's Canadian version.
It's real Canadian, though.
How old were you when you went?
Like
12.
Was this on a field trip?
Yeah, I was just like rolling up there like OG, triple OG style.
That was before SARS hit and they had to cancel.
Yeah, I never canceled shit, dude. I was like, I'm rolling up to Canada.
SARS or no SARS.
Get me some fucking, get me that.
SARS and Eddie's heading up there.
No tax store right on the border.
What's that?
There's like a no tax zone between the two borders where you can buy shit without paying any tax.
Really? Because it's not owned by any government? Yeah. You can kill a man, can't you?
I mean, yeah, you just leave his body right there by the cigarettes.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Wow. What'd you do in Toronto? You see anything cool?
I saw the, I think it's called the CN Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a tall tower, and you it see is. It have the glass floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you punk bitches, watch this. And
jumping on it.
Jumped on it. I was like, I'm going to bust my head into it, you lunatics. Oh, man.
Well, you're the lunatic.
Yeah, I was like, fuck you guys. We're all dying together.
I went to Toronto and saw the Phantom of the Opera. We went to, like, Niagara Falls and shit as well.
What's your favorite tune on that?
I don't know. Name one. Point I saw of, it when I was very small.
Point of no return.
Sure, that one. I really dug that one. My favorite place, I'm going from the top of the list.
Okay.
Breckenridge/Golden, Colorado. Golden, Colorado is where they brew Coors. They had Coors Banks there. I was 21, freshly 21. And that was pretty neat to see Coors Banks. But Breckenridge was beautiful. It fucking had, instead of raccoons, they had foxes eating trash.
Aww.
Isn't that fucking
that's
awesome?
That's way cuter.
Yeah, but Breckenridge is way expensive. But it's on the foothills of the Rockies. It's like a huge like skiing like destination. So yeah, a lot of richy people go in there. And a lot of hippies. Smoked some homegrown weed with my brother's sound girl that was running for the orchestra. Yeah, me and her were just sitting on the back porch, like, looking at the Rockies. She's like, you smoke, man? And I was like, yeah, dude. And then we got ripped.
Yeah, bro. Hook it up.
It was pretty awesome. She was
live wire.
She, like, longboarded there. I was like, yeah, you probably get high. Yeah. I was like, you're the only one I can talk to. They're having a...
Take off both your backpacks. Let's hang out.
They were having... She had dreadlocks. Yeah. They were having a black tie party.
Yeah.
Have you heard of those?
Yeah.
Or like cocktail party or some shit like that.
I always sneak into those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So they're all wearing like fucking very formal wear. And I'm like, I didn't know that they were doing this, so I have like a Death Clock shirt and khakis on and like a flat bill DC hat looking
fantastic.
Real douche. And then she came up and she was like sound girl. She didn't care about it either. So it was nice to hang out there. But yeah, Breckenridge, Colorado. Have you ever been to Colorado?
No.
It's the coolest place ever.
All right.
Go ahead.
Moving on. Next on my list of places near me that I can get to in a car.
Toronto's kind of far.
Is,
Hopskin.
Yeah, Toronto is pretty far.
Yeah.
At
the furthest you've been?
No.
Hawaii?
No.
You look like a Hawaii baby.
Shut up.
I
know I look like a fat Hawaiian Samoan
baby. No. I just get to see you. You're tan.
No, dude, I'm
you're very tan.
Spaghetti Rigetti, that's my name, okay?
I call you Tanny sometimes. Because you're so tanny.
Tanny.
Tanny says it.
Hey, big fat Tanny.
I don't say fat Tanny. Fuck you.
No. You would never.
No. I can see you with the ukulele hanging out.
I'm
a mega haven number higher.
Andrew, okay?
Yeah, my boy. High five, dude. All right.
Yeah, you get it.
Nice sound effect.
Yep. My next one would be Manchester, Tennessee.
Oh, Manchester. Across the pond.
Nope. Sure.
Yeah, he said
Manchester
Tennessee.
United, good team. Hell of a team.
Not England, eh?
Yeah, Manchester,
what the fuck's
Tennessee.
In Manchester, Tennessee?
Bonnaroo.
Oh, right on. Yeah. So is it always there?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like the same like 700-acre like plot.
Wow, it's 700 acres? Did you walk at all?
Yeah, I did twice.
Shit, no. Yeah. Really? In 3 days?
In 3 days,
how much is an acre?
Acre? It's like a couple million miles.
Wow, okay. My next place is...
I don't know. I think it's like a fucking like...
Gonna be fucking jokester.
Eighth of a mile or something.
Eighth of a mile is an acre? Oh, that's not bad.
I don't know. I think so.
It's a lot of miles,
someone
though, if you break
us
that
how
down.
Long, big a fucking acre is.
Yeah. I can't read. EYECANTREAD.
Why are you whispering it to me, you asshole?
Twitter.
Thanks for yelling Twitter.
I can't read. My next spot is Kentucky. Louisville, to be exact.
Ah, old classic Louisville.
Louisville's awesome. I went. I played a pizza shop there not too long ago. That was really cool. But the main reason why I loved it, I've been there 3 times now. I've been to the skate park twice. 40,000 square feet, Tony. Has a full loop, full cement loop. One time we went there, and Tony Hawk was just there. We missed him, but he was just there. I could smell his essence.
Yeah, you
can like,
smell
is that
his
hot cock?
Smell his old farts in the wind.
Yeah, hot cock. That's what we kept calling it.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's sweaty. But yeah, no, that skate park was incredible. I really enjoyed
cool,
it.
Cool, dude.
Yeah, what's your next one?
My next one's The Thousand Islands.
What's that? The dressing?
No. Yeah, I went to the dressing, the place they make the fucking dressing.
Where's The Thousand Islands?
The Thousand Islands, well, it technically borders the U.S. It's the fucking space between the U.S. and Canada. It's the thousand bits of fucking islands chunked up.
Really?
In between our two countries. Upstate New York, like above Cleveland, there's some, like all of it. Like huge, huge, thousands of fucking tiny islands. Some of them are as like big as this bedroom. Some of them are like a fucking like couple acres.
Huh. How big is an acre? I'm kidding. Like couple, a couple million miles. A
couple million miles, dude. Huge, dude. Stupid ass piece of shit.
Do they make dressing there, though? Is that but where it came
no,
from?
No, no. It's just named after the fact that those are islands.
And there's thousands of them.
There's thousands of them.
Okay.
But I went on the French side.
Oh.
French Canadian.
Yeah.
So I went.
Get some crepes.
I went up past, like, Michigan.
Yeah.
And, like, shot up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went really fucking far into them. Like, it took, like, 4 hours on boat.
Oh, what,
to
like
get
a,
to the island cabin.
Like a pontoon?
No, it was just like a boat.
So what, you just hopped in there with your family and you guys just rode on a shitty little motorboat?
My uncle owned it.
Oh, really? That's fucking cool. Does he still?
No.
Fuck.
Did
you need a passport? Probably not then.
No.
That was before 9/11?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're like, whatever.
Have fun, family.
And then those towers went down. They're like, yo, passports
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, for rules? So yeah, I was partying, doing that shit.
Well,
it was kind of sick because you could walk on
the water,
like underwater islands that are just, you could step in the water and it's like 6 inches under the water is an island.
Wait.
So you look like you're walking on water.
But that's just like,
it's just submerged from seawater, from different rivers
coming
in.
What makes something an island is that it sticks out of the water?
Yeah, but they're like submerged islands, dude. They're like hidden islands.
So like a sandbar.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would walk on those, and then there's this place called Ojibwe. There's this giant fucking restaurant.
Is
and
that
you could,
French?
Yeah, you'd have to cruise your fucking boats in there.
How big a boat we talking? Speedboat?
No, I'm talking like a six-seater, dude.
Six-seater? So
little
it is like...
Six-seater.
Like,
yeah.
It's
little,
a grumpier old men. You guys
motor,
are going out
yeah.
to... Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, dude, get the bucket. There's water coming in. And like, but there were these giant cliff overhangs where you could jump off of.
Yeah, into tiny little islands and die.
No, into water.
Oh, there wasn't submerged islands underneath that?
No, they would check and make sure that it was just water. And
any
dude,
of those sneaky submerged islands down there? All those little sons of bitches. They'll get you.
So sneaky. Dude, I meant submerged islands because, like, the year before, they would be up above water.
Oh.
Not just like, oh, it's the fucking ground, you idiot.
That's what you made it sound like.
No, I'm saying, like, there'd be trees sticking out of it.
Okay.
It fucking was an island.
We're
you
definitely calling
sack
it
of shit.
Submerged islands is the name of this one. I gotta write that down.
Yeah, oh. You better. But it was tight, dude. Like, you could chill on islands that no one's played on. There's also islands
because they're underwater.
There's also like islands with castles on them.
Ooh,
yeah,
like sand
there's
castles.
Like 50 castles
or like
in
big
the
castles,
islands. Like big ones,
like Scotland style.
Yeah,
ooh,
like huge properties, monster properties.
That's awesome.
It's very fancy, but you can also get like a bum fuck like little shit cabin on a
little
island.
I thought you meant like a bum to fuck.
And you could get like fucking fresh like pike straight from the freshwater and like cook it. And
so what is that, like Lake Huron, like up there?
Yeah, man, it's like all up in there. All
right, all right. Lake Michigan, probably.
Totes.
Does Erie connect to Canada? It does, right?
Ah, yeah.
You don't know anything.
I know a lot.
And not
geographies.
My next one is Orlando, Florida.
Lame.
No, dude, Universal Studios. You go see Harry Potter World and you get your mind fucking blown.
All right, never mind. That's cool.
Yeah, it was really rad. Just the Universal Studios in general, though. I mean, they had like fucking Marvel Island with a whole bunch of Marvel bullshit on it, a bunch
oh,
of statues,
shit.
Like life-size statues and shit. The Spider-Man ride was really cool, 3D. Harry Potter ride was the coolest, though, ever. Just walking through Hogwarts and then hopping on and just flying behind our old pal Harry.
Wow.
The boy who lived.
So magical, dude.
It really
so
was.
So fucking magical.
Drinking butter beer, going to wand shops, just bombing around, whatever. What's your next one?
Look, dude, I found it, you stupid idiot.
What, Thousand Island Dressing?
Ojibwe Island.
Ojibwe, wow, that is a ton of islands.
I told you, you stupid, stupid ass.
How many of those are submerged?
Huh? Oh, a few of them.
Gotcha.
At least a few.
A few hundred thousand.
I hate you so much.
Those sneaky islands you can't see, but you just step on.
Ojibwe Club right there, dude. That's where I kicked it.
Right
on. That's
my
spot.
You're on the Google map like fucking 12 years old. Like, dude, dad, look, I'm standing on the ocean.
I hate your guts.
It's a lake, you asshole. Oh, God, I hate him.
You're so stupid.
I should have pulled out.
Jesus.
Does he listen? That'd be an awesome time for him to tune in.
It's pretty massive, though. It's a fucking tight-ass place.
Yeah, that looks like
magic,
it.
Dude.
Yep.
Not magic. As magical as Harry Potter world, though.
I don't know. I mean, that seems pretty cool. I know, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
Harry Potter world was man-made, so.
Yeah.
Well, with some magic. I guess it is more magical, because.
It is, because they're literally kind of trying to do magic.
Wizarding school.
Truly. Good point.
What's your next one?
My next one is Columbus.
Ohio?
Yeah. Let's go to Cosi.
How come?
How's about them hot dogs? I saw a movie there.
What movie?
I forget.
Wow.
It was real good.
Impactful. Did you literally run out of places after three? And you're like, what else have I been?
Yeah, man. I just hate myself.
Talmadge, Ohio. How come? I grew up a lot there.
It was tight. Someone gave me a home to live in there. It's great. Fuck. Columbus is a tighter version of Cleveland.
Columbus is cool. I like Columbus.
Man, fuck you. Tell me more about your world travels.
New York City.
Who cares?
You ever been there?
Yeah, you bums went there and sat in the gutter and like...
No, I've been there a few times. My brother lives out there and shit. Yeah, I did drink Coors Light. Because, I mean, a Coors Light in fucking New York City is like $7.
What?
And you have to give the bartender a hand job.
Just, fuck.
Yeah, right?
I don't have any desire to go to that city.
It's really fucking cool. You would love the Toys R Us. You would love the Virgin store. Virgin Records.
Yeah.
I saw your eyes light up a little bit more than they should have.
No, I kind of squinted like... Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Oh, nice. I like that. But yeah, no, you like a lot of New York, I think. Especially if you got to go see like a Broadway play. You like musicals a lot.
Yeah.
That happens a lot there.
I know.
They have a few of them. It's like a thousand musical world, like your Thousand Island plays.
Yeah, but I have to go through the traffic and walk everywhere, and
no,
it's
see,
cold.
Yeah, like what we did is the first time I went there, we stayed in New Jersey right next to the Holland Tunnel, so we just took a cab through it into Manhattan. That was nice. When I stayed with my brother, we stayed like in Manhattan, basically. Then he lived in Queens, which was not that cool. There's a lot of really rad restaurants, but like it just doesn't look like New York. You're like, oh, this looks like shitty Philadelphia, you know?
Oh.
Have you ever been to Philly?
No. Yeah.
There's a lot of parts where you're just like, oh my God, it got fucking really bad out quick. Me and David Varletto, the old drummer of Leota, are walking down the street going to a gas station that has one of those turntables that you put money into, and then it's got like 3-inch bulletproof glass, and then they turn the bottle and grab your money and then turn back to you and give you your change. We're walking there, and this dude was like, yo, you want some crystal? And David was like, no, thank you, sir. I was like, what the fuck was that? I was like, why'd you say no, thank you? You just don't make eye contact and keep walking. But I mean, nothing happened, but Jesus Christ, it felt horrible there. Everything's like
way close together.
I always
get scared when I hear about a white boy that gets offered drugs. It's scary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Luckily, he didn't make you buy that crystal.
Yeah, or suck my dick, little man. I'm like, no, David, hurry, push him over while like I lean down like a little table. He pushes him over behind me.
Yeah, dude.
What's your last place, Tony?
My last place is Manchester.
England?
No, I already did that one. Sorry, Bloomington.
Bloomington, England?
Indiana.
Oh, what's out there?
What?
What's out there?
Planet X Fest.
You went with Bobby.
Yeah, I'm a billion.
Wow, I didn't even sound like that.
Yep, that's a mimic
Not
of
at
you.
All.
I'm a mimic.
That was like an echo.
Someone hear that echo in these caves.
Bounce right back at
you.
Yeah,
Planet X Fest. And it's a much, much more, I guess, well-designed college town than Kent. Like Kent.
Okay.
But Kent's sort of stretched out and it's away from Kent. Like, campus feels like another part of town.
Yes.
The suburbs are sort of like jammed in there.
Yes. Like,
on Bourbon Street and shit. Yeah. Here, it's like a really nice fucking, like, almost like train tracks of roads. Two giant main roads and then, like, a bunch of intersecting roads.
Oh, neat.
But it's only about 3 or 4 wides deep and then it's all covered by houses on the outskirts. But you walk 3 roads, you're out of downtown, but you could go up and down.
But it's dense.
All day, yeah.
It's dense.
It's like 20 blocks long, but it's only like 3 blocks wide. It's pretty sick.
Oh, you know what was really cool in New York? Fucking Midtown Comics.
Midtown Comics.
3 fucking stories of like statues, and they had like, oh my God, the graphic novel section was so fucked up, huge. Scott Snyder was there like the day before. I always miss these fuckers like by a day.
Yeah, man, you're going on bad days, dude.
God damn it.
I met the Heathers.
Oh, you met them?
Yeah, at Planet X Fest.
Oh, for some odd reason, I've totally thought the movie.
Nope.
I was like, you met Christian Slater?
No, man. I did not meet Christian fucking Wild Man Slater.
Ooh, he is a wild man.
No, I, they're a fucking sister band from Ireland. I was too nervous to
sister
say
band
hi
to who?
Like, they're sisters.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant, like, you know how people say, like, sister company?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But Bob was like, dude, you won't go over there. I was like, no, I won't. I'm nervous. And he was like, dude, you won't. You totally won't. And I was like, watch this.
And you did.
And I did it.
Wow.
It was so incredible, dude.
Nice.
You've never seen bravery like this. Such stern, strong power.
As I walked to the gates of hell.
Coming from my eyes as I said, you guys ain't good music.
Hey, you guys playing tonight?
You want a sugar cigarette?
I can give you one.
Do you have one?
And what, they were Scottish?
Yeah. Scottish, right? I don't know.
Irish, maybe.
Scottish, I think.
Fair-skinned.
Fair-skinned bonny lasses.
What's that mean?
Bonnie Lass, like pretty girl.
Oh, I didn't know. What is that, Scottish?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, somewhere over there.
What? I picked that up in the Thousand Islands.
A Bonnie Lass, I think, is from Ireland.
Okay, right on. Lass, I've heard. I've never heard of Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah. My last one is Hocking Hills.
Oh, yeah. You went to Hocking Hills without me.
That's near Columbus. I've been there a few times, but yeah, no, it's...
Oh, a few times.
You would have never wanted
to
go with me.
I would like to go. I hike a lot.
All right, let's do it sometime.
When?
It's getting cold out. We could do... Is tents still good in this weather?
Tents?
Yeah.
Like camping in one?
That would be what we did.
With you?
No, I mean, you have another... You have a tent, don't you?
I'll make one.
Oh. So we're not going.
I'll make a tent.
How are you going to make a tent?
A teepee.
Someone was telling me that they stayed in a teepee there at Hocking Hills.
And it was horrible.
Oh, he said that like he turned on he felt something move on his leg and he flicked the lighter and he just looked around covered in spiders.
Yep.
The whole place. He was like big ones, little ones, fuck you ones, like ones that were trying to sell him meth.
Yeah.
Fucked up spiders.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind staying in a cabin, but they're very expensive.
I'd rather just hang from a tree.
That sounds like killing yourself. No. Or you mean one of those hammock tents?
Yeah
let's get hammock tents. Start a fire, sleep by the river.
All those things are possible?
Yeah, no, they have campgrounds there. You can buy firewood there.
Oh, and you can just
like
wander off to trees and just hang in them?
No, they have campsites.
Oh, so it's nothing like you said, by the river.
Yeah, no, the campsites are by the river. I never said hanging from trees. You said that.
But then you said, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, well,
light a fire, hang from trees.
You could do that in Goodyear Park if you wanted to. That'd be weird. Wake up at like 5 a.m. to some dude like with this dog. Hey,
yeah.
I'm trying to go on a walk here. Why is your fucking teepee or your fucking hammock across the trail?
Hocking Hills. What a sexy place.
Hocking Hills is awesome. Yeah, it's really cool. But it's like 3.5 hours away.
Which I was invited.
Bit of a drive. All right. Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I've watched one thing.
Wow.
But it was 7 episodes, all an hour long. Not 43-minute bullshit hour like regular TV. I'm talking like BBC hour long. You know
all
what
right.
I'm saying? And it's a BBC show, which I thought would pique your interest.
Uh-huh.
It's called Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
I almost checked that out.
It is fucking raw. Kind of slow, but it's so up your alley, it's crazy. And the fucking, like, mysticism in it and the shit that they show as magic is fucking rad. Like, it's really well done. And Jonathan Strange, you're going to fucking fall in love with. That dude is just a charm factory.
Well.
Yeah.
You know how I get for those British dudes.
Do I ever? Yeah, Tom York, I know. Is he British?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But yeah, no, it's like super strong. Like the storyline's really good. It's got like fairy kingdoms and shit like that. Dude, you'd be all about
fairy
it.
Fairy kingdoms? Sign me up, dude.
Yeah, they got like the fucking the Raven King. And like that's who you hear about the whole time. You think he's evil and shit like that. And,
but he's
like,
not.
I don't know.
He's like the Wizard of Oz.
It's kind of ambiguous. It's really good though. It's on Netflix right now. So anyone listening, you should definitely check it
out.
What
do you rate it? On our scale?
Dude, 9 deep impacts.
All right.
It's solid as fuck. It takes place in like, kind of like, what's that called, Victorian time?
Yeah.
Is that like the 15 or 1300s or some shit?
Something.
Okay. Very old timey. It's a period
piece. I don't want to sound too stupid.
Well, we already do. it takes place back then and it's like, this magician like fights wars. Like he's there like affecting the war against the French and shit like that, fighting England. It's fucking cool. Like,
so they won wars with magic.
Yeah, and like, all right, so Mr. Norrell's basically like, hey, I want to, like, English magic used to be a respectable thing, and it's been gone for over 300 or 400 years at this time. He's like, and I want to bring it back and make it respectable. And then this homeless dude is like, there's going to be two magicians, like one that's really smart, one that's really dumb. They're both going to be enemies. And then he meets Jonathan Strange, who has like no path at all, like the homeless guy. And he's like, hey, you're a magician. He's like, no, I'm not. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Then he has like insanely awesome powers. And Norrell starts to teach him and shit like that. Then Norrell can't really do what he can, so he gets sent off to war.
Yeah.
That's in like the second episode. And then it just goes from there, and it's really fucking well done, really good.
All right.
Check
cool.
it out.
I will.
That's all I've seen.
Oh.
Recommended.
I saw Sanctum.
Fuck that movie.
Man, oh man, what a cavey, claustrophobic, cavey.
Jesus Christ, that movie's
caves,
so...
Caves, man. Mysticism, caves.
So claustrophobic. That movie gives me fucking insane anxiety.
Caves are my wife. I fuck caves. Everyone loves caves, man, except that one little fucking surfer boy.
Yeah, he hates his dad.
He hates
mostly.
His dad a lot. He's like, dude, my dad's a fucking piece of shit. Hey, Dad.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't see it.
Yeah, with Reed Richards acting as much as he humanly can act in a film. He is a fucked actor.
He's hungry for that.
I give him zero deep impacts.
Yeah, he's not good. I don't know if I've seen him in anything. I've been like, wow, that was a solid.
Yeah, what a solid fucking role. He really killed it.
Yeah, nothing. He's not like, but then again, I've only seen him in Fantastic Four and that.
I give that movie 6 deep impacts because I wouldn't watch it again for a long time.
I'd give it 7 just because I feel like the claustrophobia and the feeling of the movie is really well done. Nah, I'd give it 6.5.
All right.
A little bit higher than you because I would rewatch that movie and I have, but that's kind of like a movie like, oh, I'm going to sleep, I'll watch and have fucking horrible nightmares. Why do I do this to myself?
I don't know, man.
Because god damn it, does it fucking just, that movie fucks me up. Underwater, coffin-like scenarios. Ugh, I'm not even like claustrophobic, but it's really well done in that flick.
I think I felt really claustrophobic the first time I saw the
Descent.
Burial. No, I mean, every time I feel claustrophobic in The Descent.
Yeah.
The burial scene in Kill Bill Part 2.
Didn't get that from that, but I understand what you're saying.
I got creeped out by it. I was like, ew.
I don't know why, but like maybe because
nails being drove in.
Yeah, that was pretty hard. And then you hear the dirt and shit like that. Yeah, that was fucked up. I guess I can see where you're coming from. I didn't get that feeling as much as I did in Sanctum.
The Descent.
There's a lot of fucked up deaths in Sanctum, though, too. Like, the deaths in Sanctum are pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I mean, they're sort of, like, few and far between, and I'm sort of left thinking, why the fuck am I watching this in between half the time? Some of the times I'm like, ah, cool, that's a cool piece of climbing equipment.
Yeah, I guess if Reed Richards wasn't in it, it probably would have been better. If they had a better villain.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, kind of like the villain.
Yeah, rich tycoon dickhead.
Yeah, rich douche.
What a rich piece of shit.
Anyways, Descent.
I just love The Descent in every way, shape, and form.
You love vampires.
The female fucking hero of the story is so fucking good. She's such a fucking...
Strong.
Pushed into these situations. Yeah, she gets so much strength out of these situations, and it's so fucking scary.
Yeah.
And it's like legit like generations of like de-evolved human like creatures in these caves.
Yeah, weren't they like miners or some shit like that?
From like fucking like...
1800s?
Yeah, from like
1800s. It takes place in like 2006 or 7.
Yeah.
So like 200 years and they have literally evolved into bat people.
Yeah.
Kind of, when you say it, it's lame as fuck, but it's really well done.
It's horrifying in person.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've seen them.
Yeah.
When you're cave diving.
Dude, and the creepiest, like, there's psychological parts to it. It's fucking filmed well. It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's fucking airy. It's...
For a cave movie, I'd say that one's better
than
Sanctum. Have you ever seen The Cave?
The Cave?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It looks like the front case looks like Tremors. Like it has this giant thing coming above.
No.
I really want to watch that.
All right, do it. Do yourself a fucking
no,
favor.
We gotta
and
make
watch
it. We gotta
no,
make it
we
like
should
a,
just let you watch it.
We gotta make it like a thing
you
for
should
us.
Just watch it for me.
The Cave, 2005. Piper Parabo.
No care.
You liked her.
Did I?
I don't know if that's even a girl.
You had a thing for her, remember?
Yeah,
wah.
You liked her.
Sucky, sucky, waka, waka, waka.
Actually, I don't think that's the movie I was talking about. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. Wow, you are the fucking worst.
I thought it was called The Cave, but the cover is definitely misleading.
The Cove?
No. What's The Cove about?
Killing dolphins.
Oh, The Bloody Cove.
Yeah, I remember that. Next one on my list is High Rise. High Rise, I can't speak highly enough about. Dude, fuck, man. It is a out-of-nowhere magnet film starring Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Loki.
Yeah.
Focus. You're just looking up the fucking cave.
I'm trying to find this movie.
Man, the fucking cave, dude.
Loki, I get
it. Can wait.
Loki, go.
High Rise, man.
Yes, Loki's in it.
Critically acclaimed. It's also, we watched that YouTube video about why Marvel movies have shit music you can't remember.
Right.
This is the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
The music draws in the new scenes. It's fucking like jarring. It's fucking bold. It's scary. And the movie starts. I'm only giving away 20 seconds of the film. It's a dude fucking cooking a fucking human arm on a spit on the, in this high-rise like apartment.
Spoilers.
Just watch it.
How long is it?
It's a two-hour movie. It's a real film, Paul. Oof. Not a 50-minute episode.
2 hours.
Two hours. It's so fucking twisted.
I don't know if I can. Okay, I'll watch it.
My only qualm
yeah.
is that it twists so hard on its fucking head. Like, yeah. from things are okay to things are fucking anarchy.
Okay, so you don't think there's enough connective tissue to get to there to there?
Not barely any. It's now, almost like it's two different films.
Oh, wow.
Right but on. It's cool, like, you know what I mean? It's almost like fucking...
Well, because like 10 Cloverfield Lane had that feel for me. Like, I was like, whoa, okay, now we're in it.
Yeah.
Like, it had leading up to it, but...
Full Metal Jacket.
Okay.
Basic to war, or totally different types of film.
I got you. It's like the beginning of U571.
Shut up. Yeah. I'd give it an 8.5 out of
Deep
10.
Impacts?
Deep Impacts? Yeah.
Wow.
It's a... I mean, Tom Hiddleston's fucking fantastic. Right. And Peg from Mad
Married
Men.
With Children? Oh.
She's in it. I can't think of anyone else who's in it. Yep.
All right. Moving on.
Oh, Jeremy Irons.
Oh.
From.
Alfred.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him. Batman v Superman.
What was I going to say he's from that I remembered?
Jeremy 1000 Irons.
I don't know. Moving on.
What else did you see?
That's it.
Oh, so you only watched two
That's
more.
That's it.
I think I watched more things than you did because I watched
sure
7 hours.
You
with
fucking
the,
sure did.
You only watched like six.
I mean, I watched a little bit of Chef's Table, but I didn't watch like
What's Chef's
five.
Table?
Chef's Table is a documentary about chefs.
Wow.
It's really good. It's got two seasons. Chef's Table and Cooked are both great fucking food documentaries.
Cooked.
Oh, I watched a lot of YouTube. Does that count? Okay. So the channels I've been watching on YouTube are H3H3, Ethan and Gila, and then I've also started watching Retro Snickers. Retro Snickers.
Was that like laughing about retro things?
No, it's about fixing old sneakers.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Are you?
No. You want to hop into Testatoni?
No, what I really want to do is...
Talk more about your fucking channels?
No.
No. Oh, I'm being shot out. Oh, Lord.
I would. I would at this point.
Well, you would shoot me.
Listen. So, focus.
Mm-hmm.
Retro Snickers is a pretty cool channel.
Okay.
Dude, he totally takes old sneakers, like old Air Jordans and stuff, and like Space Jam shoes and shit, and he like rips them apart and cleans them up and then puts like other soles that are better and like repaints them. They look sharp as fuck.
Is he like adding like rockets to them or like weapons?
Nah, man, he just makes a pair of shoes from 92 look like they're brand new. How cool is that?
Not very.
Why not?
That sounds boring.
Nah, man.
It's like sneaker.
He's got sweet hip hop music playing. And he's like, "Let's do this."
Sneaker like rescue. That's what that should be
called. Yeah, dude. It's retro Snickers, bro.
Dude, you should start a channel called Sneaker Rescue. But it's you like finding like gutter shoes.
I can never do what he does, man.
No, it's you finding like gutter shoes and then like not being able to do anything with them.
Yeah, I'm like, these are far beyond. I can't.
But then you set them back and see if anyone takes them. Like you try to clean them up.
Sneaker Rescue, you try to hand them to a homeless person.
Yeah. Be like, hey, I got these shoes. They're like, oh, and they spit on you. All right, so Testatoni was Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
I'm going to call it, I don't know. What's a good way to call it?
Solid.
Tim Burton
presents.
Puked on the screen.
Yeah. It did look like that. I have a note that says, like, oh, the beginning credits felt so much like fucking Batman Returns.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
He had a dream to do this movie since the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, he had thought of this story as, like, a great telling.
When did it come out? Fucking the
2007?
2007.
Yeah. I didn't. I mean, I'm going to be straight up on you. I didn't care for it as much.
I've
been listening to a lot of fucking musicals lately, too.
What have you been listening to? Rent?
Rent.
Yeah.
Phantom of the Opera.
Nice.
And Les Mis.
Oh, okay.
So I've been really going in it.
What's the one with Fiona from fucking...
That's Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, I know, but the song that she sings is like super, super pretty.
Think of Me.
Yeah, that's my favorite song
think
from...
Think of Me.
Yo,
think
holy
me
shit.
Popping,
you, man.
You think
all the blood just left my head. I have nothing to say because it's all in my cock. It's so hard right now.
It is a gorgeous fucking
holy
song.
Shit. She fucking... That's her singing too,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's her and Gerard Butler.
Yeah, she kills it. I need to watch the Phantom of the Opera.
It's dope, dude. It's I forget who the fuck...
Better than Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
I did not watch the whole thing.
It's funny, we're like, review of Sweeney Todd, go see Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, if you want to see a musical, it's dark. That's the one. because Sweeney Todd's a piece of shit.
I don't care for this film.
I felt like it was really like not well done for this. There's no seamlessness between the singing and the acting,
no.
Like what little acting there was. And it was mostly a musical. Like that, there wasn't much talking at all.
I think it was a guy who doesn't do fucking musicals.
Doing a musical.
Sorry, I turned that volume on so I could
yeah, I don't care.
Shoot you.
Yeah, that's fine. We win so many awards, it doesn't matter
anymore. Dude, the most awards.
Yeah, play your fucking ringtone in the background the whole time.
That's what wins the awards. It's so unique.
Yeah.
People would say, what, did you fuck that up? And I go, no, dude, it's fucking ignorant art.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a better name of this episode, ignorant art. There we go, changing that.
That's what I describe it as.
Submerge Islands.
Like Jean-Michel Basquiat.
What's the story of this film? I didn't really get it.
I just didn't. Singing Think of Me. Sorry.
I understand, but what's the story of this film? I don't know.
He gets, like, this dude gets fucking jealous of him and his wife.
And takes him away,
so
right?
Takes him away.
And that's the dude from, what the fuck.
And claims her, but puts her in, like, a fucking insane asylum. Yeah, he's, Alan
Rickman.
Rickman, yeah.
Hello. It's Alan Rickman.
So
have you seen
I think puts her in, like, an insane asylum. So she starts losing her fucking mind, but then he comes back, like, 15 years later for revenge on anyone who plotted to get him away from his wife.
And he starts murdering everybody. So it's kind of like The Crow.
Murdering everyone.
Without dying.
But then, like, he gets in league with this chick who likes to cook fucking bodies into pie.
Saw that.
And
that was Tim Burton's wife, right?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
She lies to him, though.
Oh.
And says, like, I believe your wife is dead.
Uh-huh. But she knows.
She knows she's not.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know her whereabouts. She just knows she's not dead.
So why'd she lie about it?
Because she wants to marry him.
Oh.
Wow. Did you?
Not at all.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I started it and I was like, this is dog shit.
Okay.
And I literally broke my TV because of it.
But
no,
around the end, like, he starts getting fucking frantic.
Yeah.
Gets in real close with the dude who took his wife away but can't kill him.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah. And then there's a scene where...
Why, does Alan Rickman have, like, super strength or something?
No, he just keeps getting interrupted.
Uh-huh.
All he wants to do is slit his throat on the barber chair and slide him down the chute to kill him.
And I've known that
people
piece
keep
of...
coming in, or he gets up and, like, wants to leave before, like...
Was that Jersey Girl that had Sweeney Todd as the play that the little girl's in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I knew about the chair thing when you said it. I've never seen that part of the movie.
Yeah. Good. I mean, it's a cool chair.
It was gory, though. I do remember that.
Yeah.
He cuts...
Oh, it spits everywhere.
Yeah.
With that white backdrop shit that he does, like that white film. But so there's some point in the fucking film, like, I'm giving it away because, like, just don't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, please.
Like, it's kind of garbage. Like,
no, then I don't have to watch it.
Like, it's cool, but it's not, I don't think that it's as cool as a musical.
Do you think that we maybe Tim Burtoned ourselves a little bit over what
we
should
have? I think
everyone's
Tim Burtoned themselves out.
No, but I'm saying, like, we did Sleepy Hollow not too long ago.
Yeah.
And then we did this one, which isn't anywhere near as good as Sleepy Hollow.
And you thought of this one, and you're a fucking idiot.
Well, I was like, I've never seen it. And I want to see it.
You didn't even watch it.
I know, because I started it, and like I said, I was like.
You put me through this.
Yeah, well, what's your test of Tony rating?
Not done yet. I want to tell you. Then, this asshole. He thinks that he sees the fucking dude coming in to get a free fucking haircut or whatever, free shave.
Yeah.
And there's this homeless woman that comes in.
Uh-oh, it's his wife.
Fucking slits her throat, throws her down a fucking chute.
It's his wife.
She's like, get out of my way, bitch. And then, dude comes in, finds out he is
That was his wife that he killed.
Yeah. Didn't know it, though. She was out of the insane asylum just wandering around the streets. Sees him in the window and is like, oh my God, my love. And she's like, ma, hi. And he's like, ugh, clack.
Oh, because she's all crazy?
Yeah.
And what does he do when he finds out it was her?
Well, he gets in a battle and stabs that fucking dude who betrayed them, throws him down the chute. Then fucking, I think he fucking kills, finds out by someone else that Helena Bonham Carter
lied to him,
and that was his wife.
Blames her for
nearly kills his fucking kid.
He has a kid?
As well, yeah. Joanna or something like that. Joanna.
Joanna.
And, eventually, like, it's just he lets his apprentice slit his throat and, like, bleeds out.
And then gets dumped on the chute.
And just lays there with his dead wife.
Now, what's with the chute? Where does that go?
He's above a pie shop that Helena Bonham Carter owns.
She cooks the bodies.
Yeah.
Okay.
He shoots them into her fucking stove or whatever, her vat.
Production budget, Tony, $50
million. 150 or whatever.
Worldwide, yeah, 152. Yep. Domestically, only did 52, so did about 100 million overseas. That's
congrats,
wild.
Dude. Let's move on to The Beast.
What deep impacts you give it?
I give it 4 deep impacts. I'm not watching it again.
Yeah, from what I saw, I gave it 2.
Okay.
All right, so movie of the week was U571.
Oh, dude.
Submarine Extravaganza.
Dude, you got fucking, what's his name? Matthew McConaughey, dude.
McConaughey.
Hard buzz cut on this motherfucker right here.
Yeah, this is like when McConaughey, like, I think before he got plugs in his hair.
Yeah.
Did you notice in, like, True Detective? Like, no. How old they made him look?
Yeah.
I wonder if that was, like, his legit hair. Because, like, in other movies, like, there was a time period where he had an insane receding hairline, and then it just went away.
Yeah.
Like, after, like, kind of like Steve Carell.
Well, there
like,
would have still been
of,
extensions unless he grew out his hair for the role.
Right, but what I'm saying is that, like Steve Carell, like, season one of Office looks like he's balding. Yeah. Season two, full head of hair.
Yeah.
Because he did hair plugs, I'm assuming. So you can't take, like, hair plugs out, right? Once they're in, you plug
them
in.
They're, like, plugged.
Yeah, they're plugged in, right?
I think it's gross.
They start new follicles with that hair, and it actually grows, correct?
Yeah, I think it's creepy.
We should look into that. We get both got fucking receding
hairlines.
No, man,
I like mine, dude.
Yeah, yours fit your head a lot better than mine does.
So, U571, dude. So, we got the Enigma machine on a Nazi U-boat.
Now, that was from The Imitation Game, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's what that is.
Yeah, that was the same thing that they were trying to figure out or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to crack.
Yeah.
So, the correspondence found from those fucking boats helped crack the code.
Right, because the actual machine itself was there with the encryption book.
Encryption book, yeah.
And it's like water soluble. Dude, there's a lot of intense fucking parts of that movie.
For sure.
And there's pretty decent acting in it as well. Like,
I love Chief.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's his name? Harvey Keitel?
Yeah, I think you're right, but I'll look it up just in case. Keep talking.
Harvey Dent.
You don't have to keep saying that. Keep talking. Harvey Dent.
Harvey Keitel as Chief
was you're right.
Really cool.
Bill Paxton was the lieutenant.
Yeah. Bill Paxton, go!
John Bon Jovi was Lieutenant Pete Emmett. Did you catch that?
No.
Because I sure as fuck didn't either.
How long was he in that movie? 9 seconds?
If that. Was he, maybe he was on the Russian boat?
Who the fuck knows?
Thomas Krishnan.
Also, man, I would have hit that fucking Nazi captain in the face with a wrench a long time before they did.
It was insane how, like, easy they were on him.
Oh, my God.
All right, so a little backstory if you haven't seen U571. So, the beginning of the movie starts off with Russians, correct? But they are Nazis? Or are they just Nazis? Are they German?
What?
Are they French?
Everyone's Nazis.
Everyone's Nazis except for the U.S., and we had allies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so what ship were they? Like what
ship were who? The guys in the U-boat that got beat up
at
the beginning?
Yeah, the U of U-571.
The fucking Allied forces bombed them up.
Right.
And beat them up.
Yeah.
And he ate an orange without peeling it.
Yeah, that was weird.
Very weird. I'm like, you're hard, dude.
Yeah, and you're just spitting it on the ground. I'm like, people step there. When are you going to wash that?
Yeah. Like, where's that go?
Yeah, they're on the floor.
You idiot.
You prick.
So they get bombed out by a fucking...
Were they German?
They're Germans.
Okay.
It's a U-boat, so it's a German boat.
Okay.
It even says, like, these Krauts really know how to make a boat.
Who was in the Axis powers?
What?
Give me all the Axis powers.
You don't know who fought against us in World
I know
War
it was Germany,
Japan.
Japan, yeah. China.
Italy.
China wasn't there?
No.
Were they on our side?
Those are the three. It's not, I mean, it's a
so
world.
So Mussolini was Italy.
That was the big three. And then there was like France,
yeah.
England,
yeah.
And the United States.
And those are the
Allied. Big three.
The Allied boys. Which is where
but
first.
But like Canada fought, you know what I mean? Like there were other, there was probably like fucking like 20 countries on each side.
Yeah, I rarely watch documentaries
on
it.
They had fought in Africa, like
yeah.
I don't know a ton about World War II in terms of like. I just know like some cool shit I saw in Saving Private Ryan.
Dan's
like,
probably
Band of
very
Brothers.
Mad at this.
Ah, you could give a fuck, dude.
All right. So the Germans, they get bombed by us, and
can
like
lick my dick,
and they're basically like floating like near the line of the international water split of Axis and Allied. Water.
I believe so, and that's why they were fucking around. Like,
well, and then they find out they're like they're gonna have a boat come to them to drop off repair shit for the for U571.
Yeah,
that's the name of the U boat, correct? U571.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And so like we have to intercept this motherfucker and then pretend we're German dudes giving them stuff, and then we're gonna infiltrate, capture
the
them,
boat, yeah,
capture them, not kill them. And then fucking take the boat, or not take the boat, just blow up the boat, sink it, make
yeah,
it look
they
like
want
it sank.
To scuttle
yeah,
the boat and take the Enigma and the people.
Yeah, so then shit goes way awry. Dude, how cool did that torpedo look going? Like, that dude was like, Bill Paxton. He was like, oh, fuck, not today or something.
No.
Yeah, I'm getting too old for this. Or smile pretty, you son of a... I'm just naming lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
One-liner, Paul.
So he sees the torpedo coming up, and they're unloading the boat with the bomb about to go off. Shit, it gets way intense.
I know.
And that looked really cool, too. That was actually also way practical effects.
Yeah.
The only bad CGI was, like, right at the end, which... Did you see that?
Yeah.
The... what do they call that? It wasn't like a
destroyer.
Destroyer, yeah. I was like, a Star Destroyer? No, that can't be it. That would have been a way better movie.
You broke her back.
Yeah, that was sick. But when that thing blew up, I was like, this looks so rad. That was a real ship.
Yeah.
That wasn't CGI, but then they pan out, and
every shot from underwater of, like, the submarine getting hit by sonic, like, waves from fucking depth charges, I thought it looked cool as fuck, dude.
That's one thing that we'll never really see anymore. It's, like, big practical effects like that, which is, like, kind of a bummer, and which is why this movie is kind of fun to relive.
Like, literally taking down a mock-up of that kind of submarine and blowing shit up around it.
Yeah, the depth
and
charges.
And seeing it just, like, shake so hard.
It was neat watching them be like, set the depth charges for 25 meters, because I was like, oh, that's how they go off. Yeah. They set them for a certain pressure, I'm guessing, and then they blow up. Yeah. And what fucked me up even more is when the one guy, he was like, he was the one looking for the Enigma device. He was kind of like the smart one.
Yeah.
He was standing next to the hull, and he was like, get away. He's like, that snapped men's backs. Like, when the fucking
the
shockwave of it can break a back. Just if you're standing next to the metal.
It'll just smack the metal into you and just shatter
you. That is fucked up.
Yeah. That's why they grab, like, wires or they hold up top.
Yeah, that's that blew my mind. I was like, I did not know that shit.
I also love when, I also love the way that, I don't know, I love this, dude, it must have been fucking gnarly on a fucking submarine.
Yeah, especially back then, too.
Fuck, man.
A lot of gauges. Like, they're literally blind. Yeah. All they're using is sonar to travel wherever they are. Yeah. And one dude's listening to, like, fucking headphones being like, splashes.
Yeah.
That's probably depth charges.
I love how he's
yep,
like,
they're going off the depth charges. Oh, God, it's depth charges! Like, it's like, holy fuck. Imagine being that motherfucker.
I also love how he's like, the Tommies are shitting all over us up there.
Yeah.
As they're getting hit.
That's funny.
There was one scene of depth charges, and I was like, it's about 4 minutes of pop, like
really driving it home.
I mean, that camera shook apart.
Yeah.
It shook right apart.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, and then, you know, like, someone fucking saves the whole crew, sacrifices their life, and everyone's sad.
They shoot a torpedo. It's awesome.
The destroyer fucking blown up was sick. But then fucking, like, then it just credits into the sunrise. Fucking.
Talking about the U-boat. Like infiltrations in the war.
It was pretty neat. I enjoyed it. I would give it six deep impacts.
I give it 7.5 deep impacts.
Wow,
it still
really?
Has residual value. I watched it a lot as a kid.
Wait, what did I give a 6.5 deep impact?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
What else? What do you mean? What other movies did you
give? Today. Like, I was like, oh, I'll give him a 6.5 deep impact, and I can't remember what it was.
Sweeney Todd 2.
Okay, so wait, no, I gave Sanctum 6.5, so yeah. I'm going to give this one a 7.
Nice.
Because I would definitely probably rewatch this over Sanctum.
It's fun, yeah.
Also, claustrophobic again.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, and with water.
Oh, dude. That dude swimming with that little tube of water in that little ballast area.
That was awful.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, he dies for his...
Dude, also, submarine, like... Gun combat?
Yeah.
Fuck
watching
that.
Watching the destroyer just like pointing on them. They're like, if we get close enough, it can't shoot us. And like, it was like, I was like, what is this? Fucking RoboCop 1? Remember with like Ed 209?
They're trying to drop
shit,
the gun.
There's stairs. And Ed 209 fucking.
You have to think that gun can fire like 400 miles probably.
Right. Yeah. So
it
can't,
can tilt like that.
Yeah,
like
it can
almost
tilt
upright.
Yeah. Well, it's an anti air gun, right? Anti aircraft?
No, that's a fucking artillery cannon to lay on the ground.
So
they have anti-air, but that's a fucking, like, that doesn't necessarily fly. Those cannons are slow. Mm. Those are fucking, like...
Oh, so you couldn't, like, follow an aircraft.
Yeah, they're like 4-inch, like, shells.
Yeah.
So moving those things takes forever. So a lot of times battleships would stay, like, destroyers would stay on the, like, a half mile off the beach and just fucking carpet bomb the beach before the fucking dudes land.
Gotcha.
But that's they
push
also
them,
have
push them back a bit.
Machine guns, like 20mm machine guns. That,
yeah, which they use in it. Yeah.
Those are better for fucking anti-air, like flat guns.
Gotcha. Yeah, light ones that you can move around real quick. All right, so next week we will do.
Next week
we're gonna do.
Say it right.
Meet the Parents for Test the Tony. I killed it, right?
Yeah,
I said it right.
Well,
it's Meet the Parents.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And In Bruges.
In Bruges.
For movie of the week, which I haven't seen.
Yes.
And I'm stoked
by
for.
By far, my favorite Colin Farrell movie of all time.
Look, maybe I have seen this.
You probably have.
I think I have.
It's got fucking Mad-Eye Moody.
Yeah, I watched some
and
of this.
A midget.
I watched some of this with you, yeah, but I haven't seen the whole thing, so that's fine. Well, maybe I have. I don't know. Is it about assassins?
Yeah, well, they're hitmen for, like, a gang, and he
takes
them
to
Brute. You'll see.
No,
it's
I've
fucking awesome.
I've seen parts of this, and I'm cool with it. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ghost Rider. Oh, my
God. Take it easy. Don't get a big old fucking comic heart on.
All right. So, yeah, meet the parents for Test of Tony next week, and you in Bruges for Movie of the Week. Sorry, I still have it written down. Fuck off.
The awards are coming.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.